It's been 10 years since a magnitude 7 earthquake rocked Haiti. More than 300,000 people were killed, according to Haiti's official count. Hundreds of thousands more lost their homes. Services and memorials took place across the country this weekend to mark the anniversary. A decade on, many of the crumbled buildings from the quake have yet to be rebuilt, and thousands of Haitians remain homeless. When Haitian President Jovenel Moïse visited the country's largest mass grave over the weekend, protesters interrupted with music. Haitian filmmaker and journalist Etan Dupont was there.
The president and the whole ambassadors, they had to rush the ceremony because they did not want to deal with the protesters.
What were the protesters chanting?
Down President Jovenel Moïse. They said a lot of bad things against the representative of the international community who were there.
As Haiti notes this very emotional anniversary over the weekend, what was the message from the president? What was he trying to convey?
He called for unity, he called for sacrifice, and he called for dialogue.
Now, it sounds like these protesters have been protesting this president for a while, and they use this 10th anniversary of the earthquake to continue protests. But what is it that they don't like?
President Jovenel Moïse, first of all, came to power with like 18% of the eligible voters in this country that participate. And then this was followed by two reports from the Court of Auditors who accused the president directly and his companies of corruption. And this report sparked a huge anti-corruption movement in Haiti that turned, you know, thousands of people off the street doing months-long protests.
I know you went to several memorials over the weekend. What were they like?
It was a very moving weekend and a very painful one. Yesterday, I went to one of the area that called Fort National, where a lot of people die, which it was one of the most affected area. People gathered, they give coffee to the dead, they pay their respect, they put out flowers.
When you spoke to people, what did they say to you?
It's very, very sensitive. People like mostly remember the people that they lost in January 2010. But also there's a lot of frustration because 10 years later, people feel like nothing has really changed. The number of people with food insecurity that need food aid might jump to 4.6 million people coming March, according to the World Food Program, which is a very, very big problem. And I had a very, very interesting conversation, and I went to a book signing of Haiti's top geologist who works in the seismic area in Haiti. He was very concerned. If there is another earthquake, we might have the same type of tragedy again.
Now, President Jovenel Moïse, he's 3 years into his five-year term, but as of today, he's ruling by decree. What is the current government situation in Haiti?
Today, the parliament term is over. Two-thirds of the Senate is gone. That means the Senate is dysfunctional, and all the lower chamber also gone. So the president will be ruling by decree started from today, which is a new phase of the political crisis because the president had control of both chambers. He couldn't pass a government. For me, there's a lot of unknown. We need to wait and see what's going to happen.
Do you anticipate more protests and more instability in the weeks and months ahead?
There will be more protests for sure because the president, by decree, he can replace every local official because it's not only the parliament that is dysfunctional. All the mayors, all the local authorities, he will be able to replace all of them by decree. And then a lot of people fear that he put back the army because we don't have a really, really good history and a lot of bad memories there. And I think some people have legitimate concern because there are hundreds of victims from the old army. And then to see the president bring back the army, it's very concerning.
Etan Dupont is a Haitian filmmaker. I want to thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.